Oh, yes. Welcome to another edition of the Meanest House podcast. I am here with family. I feel like she's my family because I know so much about her. And I think you have that energy where when I first talked to you, like we just felt like we knew each other already. Yes. But Philly's own Kenya Vaughn joining us today.
What's going on? What's up?
Kenya, you have the best la, 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 la. You have the best la-las in the game.
You've been practicing that la-la.
See, I didn't want to come and sound all flat. In front of you.
You hit that little note just now. I'm like, what's that mean?
Kenya, thank you for making time for the pod today. I appreciate
you. What? You know, of course I got to come every time.
I'm so proud of you.
The best conversation.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So it's crazy. I interviewed Kenya. Had you just been signed when I talked to you on SiriusXM?
I think I was like signed for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for like... But only for like a year, like less than a year, like kind of like close to a year-ish and some change.
So you dropped Overrated, which was like your debut single about a year ago, correct?
Yes.
So that drop was under the label.
Yeah.
And then, so we were talking about Summer, and at the time we talked Summer, it was summertime and Summer was a big song. And you were talking about this EP that is now officially out, the honeymoon phase.
Yes.
Officially out. So how has that year been for you in anticipating for this drop?
It's been like, definitely like, just a build up for me. I feel like just knowing what's to come and like constantly hearing people ask like, oh, when is it gonna come? When is it gonna come? And having to like hold back a bit and kind of like keep saying soon, soon. Like a lot of my previous interviews, like I kind of like watched them back. I don't really like watching my back all crazy because it's just like a thing for me. But recently I'm like, all right, I just gotta, you know, watch myself. So watching myself back, I peeped that I say soon, soon, soon a lot when people ask me, like, what's the next thing? So it's just so, you know, it feels great to finally be able to now talk about it and be like, oh, let's get to it. Let's talk about the project that I've already been anticipating this whole entire time. You know?
So I know from the artist's perspective, it's a little frustrating because you feel like you're waiting. And that's what happens when you're signed to a label, right? You have to go on like whatever timeline they have.
Right.
But in terms of artist development, it's very rare now to see kind of what happened to you where they're putting out a record. They're kind of developing you slowly and doing an EP and they're not rushing you into like this album. I think that's really important in the build-up process. And yes. I feel like that process has been lost a little bit because everybody's like, oh, we need the TikTok, we need the instant, we need the thing. But your music is soulful R&B and your music is, it really touches the heart. That's not something that you can microwave, right? It's something that you have to build organically. So I love that, you know, you were doing all this press and, you know, you had the song Summer that was already spinning on the radio before you even got to this place where you dropped your debut EP. So, okay, I want to talk about some of the songs because you're filming yesterday in Philly, and you literally got the piano in the middle of the street. So first of all, I want to know how we got the piano in the middle of what, the North Philadelphia, right? Like,
girl,
did you shut down the street? Like, how did that happen?
The street was shut down, but don't ask me how. I just pulled up seeing the piano in the middle. Like, okay, this what we doing. We doing this. Okay, this fire. But yeah, the street was blocked off, but it definitely was like a lot of people like kind of coming out, you know,
right?
The neighborhood,
like who that?
Right.
Can I be in the video?
Yes. They was though. Yeah. You know how Philly is, especially. People are like, oh, put this hat on. This is for my life. Yo, they got it. They got it. But
promote my clothing line. Here's my T-shirt.
Right now, while we filming the video, like just met them today. But no, it's just, you know, all love. A lot of people was just, you know, kind of interested because I feel like people shoot videos in Philly, but not as often, especially with, you know, everything that's going on now, you know, in Philly. So just being there and kind of seeing like the community interested and kind of knowing who I am, it felt good to, you know, just, you know, be embraced by the, you know, the streets of Philly, you know.
I loved it because you had iconic places like Max's in there, and
yes.
I just thought the piano was like next level. I'm like,
yeah, especially like with the bikes.
Yeah,
they got the bikes out there. I'm like, oh yeah, it's definitely Philly out here.
Right. How did it feel coming back to your hood and like as an artist filming? Was that a moment?
It definitely was.
Like, where you're like, wow, I've come such a long way. Like, I used to live here, and now I'm doing this.
It definitely was a moment, because it's just like, you know, like, I had my family in the video, right, too. My actual, if people are wondering, like, those are my actual siblings, like, and everything like that.
And so, you have six. There's six of y'all, right?
I mean, on my, like, wait, I can't even keep up. My dad. I ain't gonna lie, dad. Yeah, dad, but on my dad's side, it's a whole different number. But in my immediate family, it's six of us. That was my dad's side. You know, they're younger than me, and in my immediate family, I'm the youngest. So, I got them in the film because I wanted. If you heard yesterday, I talk about just those times of growing up. So I wanted to kind of highlight those younger years of mine, and you know, maybe other people that they could relate to, just how it felt like yesterday. Those nostalgic moments for me growing up in Philly and seeing those, you know, those playgrounds and. We didn't get to highlight it, but really for me, like, going to those cookouts, those, you know, real, like, block parties, yeah. You know what I'm saying, and everything, but just wanted to highlight a piece of that, a moment of that, just of those younger years and, you know, how fast it just kind of rips on by. You know,
you got me to thinking, and in the song, it says, like, I wouldn't change anything. And right. I wanted to, like, you, there's nothing about your, like, nothing that you would change. Because when I evaluate my life, I'm like, okay, I should have done this, I should have done that. We always have, like, at least for myself, things that we would do differently. There's nothing about your life that you would do different. Like, nothing.
I mean, like, we all, you know, like you say, we all have those times when we say, ah, oh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have, you know, done that. But, like, I feel like in reality, I would have to say no, because, like, at the end of the day, those things have, you know, made me who I am. Like, genuinely. Every little piece, even if it's just something minor, like, everything in a whole makes a piece of you. It makes you who you are. Those experiences, those mistakes, those everything. Because without a mistake, you wouldn't be like, oh, well, now I know not to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like everything is what makes you you. So I would have to say, no, I wouldn't change it at all.
Girl, I got a list.
Got me here. Got me here so far. You know?
I got a list. Listen, when I come back, I'm doing this no. way. I'm doing this.
No.
Okay, I want to talk about the honeymoon phase in general. That phase in a relationship, which is what the project is about, right? It's about the relationship with yourself, the relationship with your significant other, even the relationship with your family, right? Like, evaluating, this is how I grew up. I feel like the honeymoon phase in general is just like Butterflies, which is one of the songs, and it's perfect. It's like the perfect part of a relationship. When did it hit you, like, okay, this is the name of the EP?
I feel like that was the thing why I wanted to call it the honeymoon phase, because that's what people think of. Oh, it's Butterflies and Sunshine. But I really wanted to dissect it and really get people to thinking that we think everything is, you know, roses and sunshine. But in reality, it really isn't. Because if you break it down, like, when you first start talking to someone, you like them and everything's going good. But then you may go through a time where it's like, oh, this seems too good to be true. So you pull back. Yeah, stop talking for a minute. But then it's like, oh, I'm thinking about them. So now you hit, like, it's like a whole roller coaster. Then you actually talk to them, then it's like something happened, first argument, this person's overrated, you know. Right. I don't think they're but then it's like, I don't know, they give me butterflies, like, you know, it's all in a whole, like, it's a roller coaster. It's not like it, when you really look at everything as it is. I feel like I wanted to kind of, like, highlight that love within itself, love with someone else, love everything. It's all different types of phases you go through, and I labeled it the honeymoon phase because of that, you know?
I love that because, in my opinion, I think the honeymoon phase is overrated, right? Because I'm like, I hate that phase. I'm like, when I'm like, okay, why isn't this person texting back? Did I do something wrong?
You overthink it.
Right.
It's like
I hate that.
I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? You're thinking like, oh, we could be like this. This could be us. Right. Then you're like, wait, I don't want to do too much.
The relationship,
like, they're going to think I'm crazy. We're already together, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a whole roller coaster you go through mentally. So I feel like if you listen to the whole project, you hear that I touch on so many different of those, like, you know, phases of loving yourself or liking them or feeling like you don't like them, and you know, just everything as a whole, you know.
I hate it. I like stability. I like knowing you're going to text me back.
Right.
I like knowing that you're going to return the phone call in a timely manner.
Exactly.
I hate the honeymoon phase, but I love how you use that as a way to kind of explain the project. I just think it's perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I wanted to talk about Used To, right? Because part of the project is love, and that's a lot of what you sing about. Mm-hmm. And I really started to think about this idea of what old school love is. Like, what does that feel like? Because I feel like some people don't even know what that looks like, what that feels like. We live in an age where literally it's like, this person's on TikTok or Instagram, right, and they're not responding to my text message, or we're not going to hold hands because we're not, you know, like, what does that old school love feel like for you? Like,
well, old school love, when I think of it, and, you know, just the term in general, I think of, like, just this a real feeling outside of your phone, like putting your phone down, going outside and really feeling the breeze and, you know, taking that walk with someone and having conversation. I feel like socially everyone's been here, like on the phone. You could walk past someone, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like back in the day, that old school love was embracing people, embracing your neighbors, embracing, you know, the ones around you, and being genuine about it. You know what I'm saying? And overall, like, I feel like it is a moral to the story when you heard those old school love type of songs back in the day, too. It was always a storyline. People weren't afraid to be vulnerable and tell you, oh, this person hurt me, I want you back. You
especially men.
Exactly. So it's just like, you know, a lot of times now is people are on, oh, I don't need you, I'm one up, you know, I'm independent. You know what I'm saying? That old school love to me is being able to be vulnerable, being able to really, like, let your guard down and show someone you, like, you know?
So what did the K5 think about the project?
She not letting the K5 go.
Okay, we gotta explain what the K5 is, though. So
you explain
what the K5 is.
All right. So the K5, for those of you who don't know, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? Like I told y'all, in my immediate family, it's all six of us, but I have an older brother, so, you know, he was out doing his own thing. But the rest of us, the five of us, we were, like, closer in age, so we were all at the crib, and we created this, you know, family group called the K5, inspired by, you know, the Jackson 5, the J5. And and honestly, I wasn't a singer. I wasn't the lead singer. Y'all may be thinking that.
I was, like, going to say, I didn't want to interrupt you, but she wasn't Michael yet.
I wasn't. Unfortunately.
She was Tito.
Yeah. No, don't. I said, yes, don't, no, 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 not Tito, maybe Jermaine,
okay, you're
but yeah, I was the background dancer, in the back. My, I have a fraternal twin, so my twin brother, he was, you know, young Mike, but, you know, I always knew that it was going to be me one day, and, you know, we're here, we're stepping in those shoes now.
How did the K5 respond to your project?
They responded, like, but we have a family group chat. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we keep them updated, you know, because everyone lives where they live and everything. But, like, we send them, like, my projects. Like, yesterday, even before I dropped my project, they already knew it was coming. And they family. So, of course, like, I got to send them certain things on the project before it came out. But overall, when it dropped, they were super excited. Like, my mom literally been calling me every day, like, oh my god, I'm in my work group chat. This is the most comments I've ever gotten. They're loving it, Kenya. So, you know, everyone's just been really proud overall, and I've just been really feeling the love, you know.
I wanted to bring that up because it's an inside joke between you and I, the K5, but I also wanted to talk about your discovery of your voice. Mm-hmm. Because you haven't always been, you know, you're from a musical family, your family's right, very musical, and you kind of honed in on the songwriting aspect
right
earlier on, and that's why your stories are so vivid and your music is so relatable, because you have that skill, which everybody ain't got.
Right.
But when did you find your voice? And that's why I wanted to bring up the K5, because you had not found it yet, because you were inside of this group where other people had these talents. At some point, you found your voice, and you found Kenya Vaughn's voice.
Right. Well, I feel like, honestly, the moment when I knew I found my voice, or when I knew, like, this is, like, art, this is my, like, people are saying that I have something different or something unique, like the moment I realized that, because I knew like I could sing and I was developing something, but the moment I knew it was like, okay, you have something here, was when I signed up for this contest. Sorry, let me stop. I didn't sign up for it. Someone in the neighborhood signed me up because they heard my like my music. Like my brother had showed them, like, yo, my sister, I'm telling you. And it was like an older guy, and he knew of this contest. And like at the end, you had won like a, you know, a cash prize or something like that. And it was originally for someone who passed away, and their family was like, you know, making this organization to like gather money and, you know, also involve the kids and, you know, get them involved. So he had signed me up. I heard that like I would have to be performing live. Now, before then, I'm singing with the track at open mics. I'm scared. My mom telling me, look, you got to sing just instrumental your voice. Like,
yes,
you know what I'm
mom.
Saying? Yeah, like, we can't keep doing this. You know what I'm saying? You got to show them what it is. And I would always be scared, and she would push me, like, maybe you should just, you know, stick to songwriting. Like, if you want to be scared, you got to just stick to songwriting. And I'd be like, that would be motivation for me, because I'm like, no, not just a songwriter, you know what I'm saying? So, like, once I also know that he paid for me to get in the contest, I'm like, I gotta do it, you know? So, you know, we had rehearsals after rehearsals, and I heard that it was gonna be 500 max, and it was in a whole auditorium, and it was sold out, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I hope I don't bomb this. This is my first, like, just live, like, just straight vocals, and I actually, my mom was there practicing with me every day, even at the crib, and I just remember going on stage. Before I went on stage, right, it was like majority, I'm gonna say it, like it was a majority like white contest.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God, that makes it even harder.
You know, and I was like one of the few, you know, black people there. So before I went on stage, it was like this, you know, white lady, she was like, I was the only one dressed different. Everyone was like dressed formal, suit and tie, like, the kids, the little girls, like, you know, the dresses, and the, like they was going to prom. I'm like, I'm in the wrong place here. I had my little, you mean the jeans on, the little jacket slanted to the right, you know? And she was telling me, you sure you don't want to, you know, take the jacket off?
What?
All that before I went on stage. So mind you, this is pressure. This is first time performing. I'm thinking like, she coming at me. I'm like, oh my God, like this is just making it worse. And I just remember, like, saying, nah, I'm cool. And the one lady was like, don't listen to her. You got it. You go on the stage. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And I remember they called my name on stage, just this shiny spotlight. And I'm like, oh, my. And I just remember killing it overall. It was like a standing ovation. People were clapping and just amazed. And, like, when I came out, it was, like, little kids asking for my autograph. And that's when I knew, like, wow, like, I can really do it. Like, you know, I was so scared, but I did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's when I really knew. But
that's an incredible story, girl. Because your voice is so different. What?
Oh, and after that, like, I almost forgot this is the highlighted story. She came up, the same lady came up to me, and my mom was like, yo, this is, like, moral of the story. Don't ever listen to nobody. I told her to take off the jacket I was trying to, and she didn't listen to me, and she absolutely killed it. So that just goes to show you, don't listen to nobody. Chase your dreams, do you.
Wow.
And I was just like, and that's when I really, yeah.
You made a non-believer into a believer.
Right.
Is what you did in that moment with your talent.
Yeah.
By the way, her brother's here. That's who's in the background. One of her many brothers.
I'm cricking up.
Who was not in the K-5.
He was. That was the one out doing his thing.
But, man, so, you know, talking about the project, I didn't expect that whole big story. I love that. I love that that's the moment. Like, you can pinpoint it.
Right.
So this is the moment I found me, my voice, which is so special.
Yeah.
So different, so unique. You know, it's, like, old but new, soulful. It just, man. And then the crazy part is, like, I keep waiting for an effect, right?
What do you mean?
Like, I keep thinking there's an effect on the voice, but then I hear you sing live. I'm like, there's no effect on her voice. You know how now they have the mics and they be playing the effect. And we've seen it, you know, people performing. I'm not gonna call no names out, but they sound crazy. And then later on, they're like, well, the mic wasn't tuned, or, you know, you can put effects on mics now and then you all sound the same live, but that's not your story.
It's just raw.
Yeah.
Raw vocals. And most of the time, like, starting out performing at these, like, local gigs and these, like, small venue gigs, they don't really have, like, a vocal engineer, because a lot of those artists use like vocal engineers in the back and tune in their voice as they go, and they don't have that. So if you know what I'm saying, when I come out, it's usually just the mic and the little speakers in the front of the stage, and I'm just kind of rocking out to an instrumental. But a lot of people do tell me that, and I just, you know, it makes me feel good, because I really am my worst critic. Like, a lot of those performances, I'd be like, dang, I could have went harder. Like, I feel like I, you know, because I'm practicing and I'm hitting certain notes away, and I'm like, I like it this way. But in reality, when you're performing these live and it's in the moment, I may not hit it that way, or I may hit it a different way. But, you know, from the outside looking in, everyone is just taking it in like, wow, this is amazing. And I'm just like, I could have done this. So hearing that feedback, like, wow, you sounded just like the track.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, I can, you know, kind of loosen. I can just give myself a pat on the back a little bit. I can kind of give myself more grace.
Yes, you know? Please give yourself grace. Yeah. Even though that perfection is what makes you incredible, right?
Thank
that
you.
Need for perfection. I have it too, and people tell me that all the time. Like, you did great. And I'm like, I was terrible. I could have done this better. I could have done that better. My hair looked a mess.
Right. That's how it be, man. Right. That's how it be.
Right. I want to talk about Halfway, because Halfway is my favorite song.
That's
and
one
I know
of my
you're
favorites.
Promoting other songs, but there's something about Halfway. It touches me, and I just want to hear it over, and I know that sounds a little like raunchy, but there's something about Halfway. It's my vibe.
Right.
It's my song.
Yes.
On your project. Talk to me about the creation of Halfway. And I'm known for this. I always pick like a song that nobody's, you know, you guys aren't promoting, and
right.
You know, I know Used To and Yesterday are the songs, but Halfway, it just sings to me.
No, Halfway definitely one of my favorite songs. I'm pushing that too, but you know, Yesterday definitely close to home. I wanted people to, you know, see more of me, of course, so pushing those too. But Halfway is definitely top one. I feel like I was in LA. That was like when I created it, that was the first time I've ever been to LA. And just first time I've ever been to LA, I was just like looking at everything, amazed, like, oh my god, oh wow, palm tree, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just amazed. Now when I go to LA, it's just like, oh, it's LA, but like, you know,
it looks just like the pictures,
yeah,
everywhere.
Like, oh my god, this is GTA, like, I swear, this is where Franklin was on the block. I literally was saying that the whole time, so it was just so much inspiration, so many just motivation just out there. And going into the studio, like each day when this trip, I was out there for like a month, I would say. But each day I was like with someone new, like a different producer, a different engineer, a different. So like it was just like, you know, I'm moving with the punches. So everyone came with their own flavor, like their own beat or their own style. Like, you know what I'm saying? So this beat, man,
the beat is different from what I've heard from you.
Yeah, they
and
came
I think
in.
The dimension of the beat with your voice and then the content.
Yes.
Girl.
I just love it. That's one of the songs that I could just like, as soon as it's done, replay again.
Yes.
From the top, you know, like I could just listen to it on and on. But this one in particular, like, cause you know, certain projects that producers would just send the beat and I'd be like, oh, I like this. And I'll go like that. But this trip, you know, certain engineers like and producers and people like that I've worked with, if I vibe with them, it'll just be like, oh, let's just start from scratch, let's just do something, just like here for the moment off the vibe. So he had bring out his guitar, and it was like someone on the drums. He had you know, did production, and we just literally did everything live. They was just playing the music and we were just all in there just in the same moment, vibing back and forth, and I just went in the studio. It was just, and it was just light from that. It was just like, it felt different when they were creating it. So it was like, I have to come different on the song. I have to bring something different. It felt different, and that's just where I was. I'm like, I'm in LA, ho. Like, I gotta do it. Like, move on, don't they say? Yeah,
yes.
But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Who are these songs about? Are they about one person, multiple people? Like, where's the inspiration?
I mean, like, Everybody always got to get personal. This is a personal question.
Right.
This is a personal question. No.
You don't have to answer it personally. No, you can be, it's all these different people.
No.
Sometimes you can pull from other people's experiences, right?
Sometimes it'd be that, and sometimes it'd be my experiences. It could be an experience that I've had or in prior that I'm having now. But overall, like, I feel like I take my experiences, but I also want to make the song relatable to others. But I don't want to get too in-depth, like, yesterday they, like, you know what I'm saying, right. Little individual stuff. So I'm thinking of everyone in the whole, like, everyone's experience and what we all could possibly be going through at times in our lives when I'm writing these songs overall. Like, it's not really, like,
you're not pulling a Taylor Swift.
No. Maybe, like, overrated back in them days. Overrated used to, like, maybe in my head, I thought, like, this is about you, like, because you're overrated for real, like, you know, but, yeah, no, nobody in particular, like, you know?
Yeah. I want to talk about some of your Philly collabs, because, man, Music Soul Child on Summer, yes. And both of your voices together literally tingles, like hair standing on on my arms.
That's Music Soul Child.
That's you, too. That's both of y'all together.
Yes, you're right.
Don't do that. Music's going to be music, but the way that you harmonized, and I don't know who laid the harmony first. I don't know if music put the harmony and then you layered it or if you did it, but it's beautiful.
Thank you. I just, you know, like, just talking about that, I feel like it, honestly, it still all didn't really hit me yet. Like, you know, certain things, they really, when you go and you're accomplishing things, it doesn't really hit you, like, at first. And I feel like that's one of the things, like, having Music Soul Child on my song is just kind of like, I really grew up listening to him, like, my mom, everybody, my whole entire family, like, and I remember trying to, when I was developing, you know, my voice, sing his songs and do this, that, and the third, and harmonize. So just looking back at those memories, it's kind of like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? He knows me now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's embraced me now, posted me, and he's on a song of mine. Like, it's just insane, like, you know what I'm saying?
But it's also how you can live up to his legacy, how you can match the legacy, right? You don't have the same timing, but in terms of the talent level, girl, that just that harmony at the end just really, really was something different.
That harmony at the end was. he snapped.
I wanted to ask, how did that come about? You know, because obviously you guys are both from Philly.
Right.
But Music Soul Child is not collaborating with just anybody from Philly, you know?
Right. Well, I want to say shout out to Mike, one of my A&Rs. He's known Music Soul Child for basically since the start of his career, he's always asked me, like, what are some of the artists you know seen yourself being on song with, or, you know, this, that, and the third. And I always just say Music Soul Child, or, you know, Jasmine Sullivan, or, you know, this, when he would ask me, like, in the Philly area or something. And he kind of just one day, like, I got a surprise for you. And I'm like, okay, because we've been talking about, yeah, we're going to get a feature for Summer. So I knew it was going to, and I sent my list of people, like, oh, I think this would be great. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got a surprise for you. And he sent it over, and the draft didn't say featuring Music Soul Child at first.
Yeah.
So I'm just hearing the song, okay, it's Summer, let's see what it is. And then just hearing him right off the rip, I was just like, wait, is this Music Soul Child? Wait, so I had to, you know, he like, yes, that's Music Soul Child. I'm like, no way, send it to my mom. She listening to on the phone. We on FaceTime. She's sitting there crying on FaceTime. Oh my God, no. And I'm like, yeah, this is really crazy. Like, I sent to my dad, everybody, and it was just in the moment, it was just like, I think that was a great surprise. I like surprises. So for people that's like, ah, why? I like surprises. I think, like, that's how I found out, though. He surprised me.
So the end is different from the original version.
Yeah.
So how did you get to the end? Did he sing and then you? I'm wondering how that happened. This beautiful melody, which isn't a part of the original.
I honestly, like, I had different drafts of Summer, because it's like, if you know, it's so many different versions of Summer.
Yeah.
So the engineer that I work with, he was kind of like, you know, messing around with my little harmonies that I've had, and sent a draft over to Music, and he just did his thing at the end and added his own melodies and harmonies and kind of made it all come together for the song.
Have you guys met face to face?
No, I haven't got that.
Oh my goodness.
Yet.
What do you say to him when you meet him?
Honestly, I really don't know because it just flashed in my head and I just froze. Like, I'm like, I hope I
Are you going to hug him? Like, what do I do? I feel like I know you, but I don't. That's always a weird part about meeting people that we like idolize. It's like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I know you and you're a part of my life. But it's like, do I hug you? You don't know me.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that? Maybe that's too much right now.
No, I think I'm going to act chill. I feel like when I'm super shy, I'm like real like chill. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing? What's going on? Like, I don't really do too much. Like, but in my head, I'm like, oh my God, like, look, look.
You in know? Your head, you're hugging him. Yeah. Like, thank you.
It's just whatever the fuck. He going in for the hug. I'm holding it.
Right. I want you to feel my positive energy. I want to hold on to this moment.
Nah, but I don't know. I'm gonna just try to just, you know, go with the flow. I'm gonna go with the flow.
I'm gonna manifest a hug for you.
Yes, right? Please do. Because like I said, I'm gonna hold them.
I wanted to talk about the Friday song, Pick Up the Pieces.
Yes.
So Friday obviously is bubbling out of Philly. Both of you guys are really doing it right now. How did you collaborate on that with him?
His team actually had... Cause you know he records.
He's in Paris.
Yeah, he's a hardworking man. You know, a lot. You know, he does a lot. Like, and he records a lot of his own stuff. And you know, he works with a good amount of people too. But he has just from him recording himself. Cause I record myself, so I know I have like just hella drafts.
So you're engineering yourself as well?
Yeah, I do. I produce. I produce too. I make beats and everything. And
We doing it.
But he just had, you know, an idea in his drafts that he had, and his team and my team thought it would be a good idea to, you know, Philly. We got music in there from Philly, you know, just kind of have him on a song. So he sent me the draft of that hook, and I just kind of, you know, did my thing on it. And that's how it really came about. I haven't met Friday either, though.
Right. You know? Are you going in for the hug? No.
Probably just like,
what up, my guy?
What's going on, guy?
Hey, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the culmination of all of this is you're performing at the Roots Picnic.
Yes.
Your hometown. That is craziness.
That's crazy.
Jill Scott is on the lineup.
Do you see who is on the lineup?
Do you
though?
See?
Wait, pull it up. Cause I can't even. I know for a fact, Wayne. Wayne on there, y'all.
Are you trying to get
Wayne
the hug
and
from
friends?
Okay.
Not from Wayne. I don't know. Right. You know,
but you're dapping him, right? He's a dap. What's up, my guy?
Yeah.
But yo, this lineup, as we're pulling it up,
they got
Jill Scott,
Nas,
Lil Wayne, backed by the Roots, which is crazy to me. Victoria Monet, right?
Yes.
Gunna, Black Thought, Method Man, Redman. My guy Adam Blackstone has put together these fantastic collaborations.
Yes.
Fantasia Money Long with Adam.
Fantasia.
Fantasia
oh
and Jill Scott.
Fantasia.
Right. And you.
You keep doing that at the end, making it deep. And you.
It is deep. You need to sit in these moments,
I
Kenya.
Really do.
I think we're all guilty of that. We're flying by. We're looking for the next thing. I think Big Sean said that. Like, I feel like my life has been this blur and I haven't been able to like hold on to moments.
Right.
I'm trying to have you hold on here.
I'm definitely going to sit in it. I've definitely been trying to really just take it all in.
It's Sexy
just...
Red is on here too. And Tyla. Sexy Red, Tyla. October London. Wale.
Wow, they got really classics on Wale.
Wale. And you, girl.
And me. I'm on that one. Because, you know, they had a good couple of Roots Picnic. I've been to a couple, but this lineup, because, you know, last year they just had, you know, Usher. He was...
He was out there.
He ended it off. He killed that whole performance.
He was there.
I stayed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I stayed. I was on, but I'm like, nah, I gotta stay for Usher. I thought I was going to leave halfway, but I'm like, it's Usher. He's killing it.
Yeah.
He's killing it. I couldn't even, you know, take the eyes away. I couldn't. He was killing every move. But yeah, like, you know, that was the main attraction, Usher. I think, I want to say Lauryn Hill was
Lauryn was the year before.
Oh, the year before?
Or the night before. Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah. So she was around it. So, you know, they had main attractions, but, you know, I feel like all in one, like these huge major names like that, Lil Wayne, Redman, Wale, Fantasia,
Jill Scott,
Money, Kenya Vaughn.
Yeah.
If I don't know who that is.
Right. No, she there. That's your first live concert performance?
No.
I saw one of the videos on your Instagram. It said, like, first big concert performance.
Yeah, that was like
the first festival.
Yeah, that's the first festival.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the first festival I've performed.
Well, look, you're going to be on Lollapalooza, Coachella. We're going to manifest all of that.
They all coming, man. Yes. They all, the summertime about to, you know, sway in. So it's going to start getting crazy real fast.
Well, thank you for making time. I appreciate you. The EP is out, the honeymoon phase. I'm sure the album will be out soon, but
the album,
and I know you thinking about it already.
People already calling the EP the album, though. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. There's like, what, 21 songs on there or something like that?
It's like 13.
No.
13. Calm down. No. She been replayed halfway a couple more times, added that on.
Seriously. But yeah, I mean, I think the quality is what makes it sound like an album.
Yes. Okay. I appreciate that a lot.
Just get halfway and put it on the album as well. Like, put a remix on it, you know, find someone
you.
And then carry it over.
Halfway, I'm going to listen to that as soon as I leave. That's, and play it. Play it at the end, yo, so y'all can get a snip.
Yes,
you
don't
got to, but.
Kenyamon, I appreciate you. What else you got? You want to talk about anything else? I think I kind of covered everything.
Yeah.
I think I did a good job.
Y'all see me soon locally in y'all city soon if y'all not here in Philly and thank y'all for supporting me and, you know, me and Say What, of course. And, you know, we'll catch you next time.
Okay, for the wrap up, Kenya Vaughn here on the Mena's House podcast. It's Mena Say What. Thank you for watching.